Chapter number 10, When Conflicts Arise. Questioner: Do we need to do pratikraman more often, or would it suffice to do it just once for the karma created during a prolonged period of conflict where there was an exchange of a lot of words? Dadashri: Do as many individual pratikramans as you can and then do collective pratikraman. If too many pratikramans accumulate, then do all of them at once. Dear Dada Bhagwan, I am doing the pratikraman collectively for all the faults that I have committed, for all the errors and mistakes that I have committed. Then it will be all over. I guarantee that you will attain full liberation in only 3 lifetimes, provided you stop the conflict with others. If the conflicts occur, you must do pratikraman. Conflicts occur between 2 pudgals. Pudgal is essentially the formed complexes of thought, speech and actions in this context, in which the self is traveling. These conflicts are occurring between 2 formed complexes, pudgals, the non-self, non-dash, S capital ELF, the non-self complex, that which the world identifies as John or Mary. And so conflicts occur between 2 such non-self complexes or pudgals, and these conflicts can be dissolved with pratikraman. If the other person is dividing, then you should be multiplying so that there will be no remainder and the end result will be a 0. To blame others for saying hurtful things to you is your own fault. Why don't you blame the wall when you bump into it? Questioner: Give me an example of gross, sthoola, subtle, sukshma, very subtle, sukshmatar, an extremely subtle, sukshmatam form of conflict. What is a subtle sukshma conflict? Dadashri: Subtle conflict, for example, would be that which you have with your father. Questioner: Like what? Dadashri: Do you fight? Questioner: No. Dadashri: That is a subtle conflict. Page 43. Questioner: Does it have anything to do with the mind? Does the verbal conflict also come under this subtle conflict? Dadashri: No. Verbal conflict is gross, sthoola conflict. Subtle conflict is that which the other person cannot see. Questioner: How can we avoid such subtle, sukshma conflicts? Dadashri: First, you must tackle the gross, overt, external conflict, then the subtle, then the very subtle, and finally the extremely subtle conflicts. Questioner: What is an example of a very subtle sukshmatar conflict? Dadashri: This applies only to the one who is self-realized. If you slap someone, and if a self-realized person happens to witness it, the self-realized person maintains the awareness as the self and sees that it was vyavasthit, scientific circumstantial evidences, that was the reason why the other person received the slap. If, even for an instant, he sees you or the other person as being at fault, as being the doer, this would be considered a very subtle conflict, sukshmatar dosha, error. Questioner asks, please explain that to me again, I did not understand. Dadashri: For you who have taken this gnan of the self, to see faults of others is an example of very subtle mistake, sukshmatar dosh. Dadashri: No, that's not it. Very subtle conflict is to see others' faults, is to see the fault of the other. Even when you have attained the conviction, the pratiti through this gnan, that no one is at fault. Even when you have attained this knowledge of the self, when you see the faults of others, that is called sukshmatar, or very subtle fault. How can you see fault in another person when he is in reality the pure self just as you are? You should have an awareness, a jagruti of these very subtle sukshmatar faults, mistakes. Questioner, so does that include all these mental conflicts? Dadashri, on page 44, all that belong to subtle errors and mistakes and conflicts. Sukshma dosho, sukshma atharamano. Questioner, so what is the difference between the two? Dadashri, this all goes beyond the realm of the mind. Questioner, mental conflict and all those faults? Dadashri, that does not belong to the mind. The very faults are beyond the mind. Questioner, does it mean that where there is very subtle conflict is also present? Does it mean that where there is very subtle conflict, sukshmatar conflict, internal conflict and faults, there is also the subtle conflict present? Dadashri, you do not have to be concerned about that. They are all different. The extremely subtle conflict, sukshmatam dosh atharaman, or fault, comes at the very end. Questioner, it was mentioned once during satsang that when we become engrossed with our relative self, when we become absorbed as the self, when I become Chandulal, it is considered an extremely subtle fault, sukshmatam dosh. Dadashri replies, yes, that is an extremely subtle fault. Such a fault should be avoided. You will be inadvertently engrossed with the relative self, but eventually you will realize that mistake. Without your awareness, you become tanmayakar, become I am the body, but ultimately you will realize that mistake. Questioner, although through our prayers we ask for the experience of the self and not for anything that is worldly or temporary, the relative self still becomes absorbed in worldly matters, in vyavahar. Is this not an extremely subtle fault? Dadashri replies, yes. Questioner, is there any remedy available, or is pratikraman the only cure for this? Dadashri, there is no other weapon. Questioner, but Dada, when we have to do pratikraman, is that not our ego, ahamkar? Page 45, Dadashri replies, no, you are the pure self, the pure soul, Shuddha Atma. Do not have to do pratikraman. It is Chandulal, the relative worldly John or Mary, who is at fault, and therefore he is the one that must do pratikraman. The pure self is simply the knower, Gnata, and has never made any mistake ever. This worldly life is a consequence of atikraman, aggression. The ego and the intellect, the ahankar and the buddhi together are responsible for the atikraman, the aggression through thought, speech and acts.